This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am in Des Moines, Iowa at the 26th Annual ACE Conference. And I am sitting down for the first time ever. He's new to Domestic Fuel with Rick Suree with Nelson Engineering. Rick, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
So, Rick, you know, we go way back.
Yes.
You've been in the ethanol industry a long time, but you've sort of shifted your area of expertise, per se, and you've joined Nelson Engineering. So let's start off and talk about, since you're new to Domestic Fuel, a little bit about the background of the company.
Yeah, Nelson Engineering has been in existence about 6 years, and we're a very diversified company, actually. We do every different principle of engineering, anywhere from structural, civil, biochemical, on and on and on. So we have every principle of engineering. At our firm, and pretty well diversified. Everybody's very knowledgeable about the ethanol industry. I started in the ethanol industry in 1995 and was a project manager in AgriEnergy in Luverne, Minnesota. So, and then I went into running plants for 12 and a half years. And this was a new challenge for me to get out, and because I knew a lot of people and a lot of contacts in the industry that, I still have a burning desire to do well in the ethanol industry and everything that's involved with that, because it is so good for America. I mean, that's one thing, and so good for the ag industry. When I started out, we ground corn for $2 a bushel for years and years and years, and along with that, the local producers would get an LDP payment, and that's one thing that they don't even talk about nowadays, that we've raised the price of corn in a manner that no one has to get a loan deficiency payment anymore. And I think that's a real positive. You know, there was years and years and years that the farmer and producer didn't make any money on the farm. And now ethanol has really changed that out. So it's done a wonder of things, not only for the ag community, but America in itself. You know, we produce our own fuel here, and that certainly is a lot better situation than buying it from people that really hate us and want to kill us.
Well, Rick, it's interesting because what you do with an engineering firm, you're actually a little bit unique, because when people think engineering, they think you're going in and you're building things.
Oh, yeah.
But you do more than actually just build things. I mean, you do a lot with safety management. So talk a little bit about some of those unique offerings that you have.
We have probably one of the strongest safety programs for ethanol plants or any production facility, actually. We work in other plants other than ethanol also. And, you know, OSHA's staffing up, EPA staffing up. That's pretty much a well-known fact. And when they come in, they give citations nowadays. They don't give you a grace period to fix something. What they're going to do is they're going to fine you because they're a money-making machine for the government. And so what we do is we go in and do safety audits for plants just to give them that reassurance that they're up to compliance. And if they do have holes in their compliance, so to speak, we can help them get up to compliance. And it's a very thorough audit system that we do. It takes 2-3 days, and we go out and we look at everything you can imagine, process safety management, mapping in the plants, hazardous analysis, mechanical integrity, on and on and on. I mean, it's huge, huge. But it's really thorough, and what it does, it really gives a plant the concept of where they're at in the process as far as compliance goes.
So now, to kind of shift gears again and get to more of what we think of the traditional engineering, I mean, your company's doing some really exciting projects right now. I saw you a couple weeks ago at Galba, Iowa, and talk a little bit about that project, first of its kind in the country, that you guys are working on.
Yeah, we're very, very proud of being involved with that particular project. It's a bolt-on cellulosic ethanol plant, and what they're doing is they're knocking the fiber out of it and producing cellulosic ethanol out of an existing kernel of corn. So what they're doing is they're increasing their production with that, and of course they get additional RINs because of that, because it's on the cellulosic side. I think that's a project that's really, really going to take off, because it's a bolt-on project, and you don't have to do any more procuring of biomass or anything like that. It's there. All the structures and infrastructures are there to just bolt it on and continue operating. And pretty simple process. It's just one more stage of the process that you do, and it's shown some amazing results in the lab, of course, and now they're taking it to plant scale, and I think that's going to be a real big winner for them, really.
Well, and you're also installing technology you are doing this now. We can't name the company, but the field in general for algae. So what are some of those projects?
I have always thought that algae was the future of ethanol production. You know why? because you can get a lot of production out of a small area. And I think that's one of the keys to it. There's a reason why you use corn, of course, in an ethanol plant, because of its availability. And you get, and it's got high starch contents in it. So I've always thought that algae was the way to go as far as the future of ethanol production, just the simple fact that it reproduces itself so quickly. And it's always there, and if you do it properly and grow it properly, it just keeps reproducing itself. We're doing a project down in Arizona on a design and engineering of an algae production facility, and that's in the process of being built right now. We're very proud to be involved with that, and it just kind of shows you the diversity of Nelson Engineering, from ethanol plants to safety, and we have a lot of people that are multitaskers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of firms have a structural engineer. That's all he does is work on structural engineering. Not us. I mean, we're diversified. One of our structural engineers can, because he's so well diversified, do other things other than the structural side of it. So, and we're a team put together that everybody works really hard. And if it takes 18 hours days to do it, that's what we do. So it's just a good work ethic. Everybody works well together, and everybody moves the ship all at once.
Well, and I think your diversity would actually be advantageous as well, because you can go into an ethanol plant potentially in one project and actually go to that plant and say, hey, we've got some ideas on how to increase efficiency and how to increase safety, and really become a long-term partner for this facility.
Absolutely. One of our owners, Stacy Nelson, he built fermenters. He's built hundreds of fermenters. So we're kind of getting in that aspect and doing some new fermenters for plants that want to increase their production side of it. Jerry Baker, another one of our owners or principals, he is a brilliant operations guy. He went through the ADM. I think he was in 7-8 ADM plants through his career, and he was in operations engineering manager for an ethanol, large ethanol producer, and so he knows the production side of it too. And with that trained eye, he can go into an ethanol plant anywhere. I don't care who designed or who built it, and he can tell you where the bottlenecks are. He can tell you what issues you have. You can do studies, cooling studies, on and on and on to create efficiencies. And I think that's really an important thing nowadays. The plants that are going to survive through tough times are going to have to concentrate on efficiencies. And the more efficient you can be, and the more ethanol you can squeak out of that kernel of corn or whatever you use as an input or feedstock, the better off you're going to be, and the longer life you're going to have, and the better you're going to do for your shareholders.
So, Rick, where can people go to get more information about Nelson Engineering?
You can. We have, a website, www.nelson-ec.com. It shows you all of our projects, shows you our team members, and it's a pretty friendly site that it's easy to navigate through, and it's just well viewed, I think. So,
well, Rick, keep in touch. Hopefully, I'll see you at the official opening of the Galva plant. But let us know how it's going with the LG facility, and
sure,
when you can spill the beans a little bit more on that new technology. Keep in touch with us.
A lot of times, all that stuff's top secret, so you can't really speak too much about it until it rolls out and people either commercialize it and try to sell a license on it. So.
Well, see, and that's why you're another good partner, Rick, because you haven't spilled any top secrets.
Yeah, really. I was very careful about that. So.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, Joanna.